Jack. I'm in position.
Can you see anything?
Not yet. It's not easy with this many people around. Wait a minute. There's a steam train pulling in.
The last time I rode a steam train in India must have been 80 years ago.
They're unloading something. High-tech looking metal crates. It's got to be the shipment from Silicon Valley.
Can you see who's collecting it?
I'll have to zoom in. The guy who's paying is handing over a bag. I can't quite see. It looks like he's paying in rubies.
Rubies? Great. We've got to find out where those crates are going.
Just hacking into the courier's PDA. They are addressed to Captain Jack Harkness.
That's got to be someone's idea of a joke. Yanto, I need you back here. Quick! We've got trouble.
Torchwood. Outside the government, beyond the police. Fighting for the future on behalf of the human race. 21st centuries when everything changes. And Torchwood is ready.
The energy field is starting again. It's spreading out across this whole area, leaving some kind of ion trace.
What can we do?
We've got to get everyone out of range. Now!
Everybody, I need you to listen
Yanto,
to me.
Yanto, where are you?
Not far. Just around the corner from you. Outside, Godbull Garment Factory.
The energy field is about to hit. Get everyone out of there before they're exposed to it.
I'll try my best.
The energy field is spreading across Delhi like a fishing net. It marks everyone with an ion signature, like a hook. As it powers up, the net draws in.
But all these people! What's gonna happen to them?
Please! Stop working and get out of the building! It is very important! Everyone has to leave now! Jack, it's no good. No one's moving.
Yanto, it's coming. Get them out.
Right. Fire! Fire! Come on, everyone! That's it! Run! Run!
Gwen, everyone's been exposed already. The net's about to be drawn in.
Look, get home to your parents, please, as fast as you can.
Here it comes!
Everyone's gone?
The factory. They all vanished. I'm sorry, I tried.
What happened? Where did everybody go?
I don't know. But if we're gonna get them back, we have to find the source. Those people were already marked by the energy net before we got here. So the source must be nearby. Behind the street somewhere. Hold on a minute.
What is it?
I've been here before. A long time ago. That building shouldn't exist. I shut it down over 80 years ago. Come on.
Wow.
Welcome to Torchwood, India.
Was this really a Torchwood base? It's more like a five-star hotel.
Lots more marble than Torchwood Cardiff.
Oh, it's even got a tiger's head on the wall.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Madam?
Captain Jack Harkness.
Welcome back to the Royal Connaught Club, Captain Harkness.
You're a member.
Indeed he is, ma'am. Although it appears we haven't had the pleasure of the captain's company for over 80 years.
You are full of surprises.
You live a few hundred years, you go to all the best places.
Clearly, you were a bit classier in the 1920s.
We've come from Torchwood Cardiff. Who's in charge nowadays? I'd like to see them.
Very good, Captain Harkness. I'll inform the Duchess of your return.
The Duchess? Is she still alive?
Oh, very much so, sir.
Okay.
Who's the Duchess?
An old friend. She must be at least 100.
Not early 20s and carrying a blunderbuss.
What?
Get down!
No!
Captain Jack Harkness, you're back.
Duchess, did you miss me?
Only just. Didn't I promise if I saw you again I'd shoot you? Booze for seconds. Whoops. Sorry, Mr. Das.
I'm fine, ma'am. Carry on.
Rightio.
Duchess, you haven't aged a day.
Not looking so bad yourself, Captain H. Goodbye.
Oh, wait. We need to talk.
Better be good. I never miss on my third shot.
Not seen him for 80 years and start shooting at him.
Mm-hmm. Old flame?
Yeah.
Duchess! I wouldn't come back unless it was important.
And?
People are disappearing. There's an energy net when we've tracked it to India, to here. I think there's something very alien and very dangerous in this building.
Oh, promise it's the truth.
Absolutely. Would I lie to you? Again?
Oh, fine. Save the world, shoot you later. And who are your charming friends?
Yanto Jones and Gwen Cooper. We're Torchwood Cardiff.
Torchwood Cardiff, eh? Whatever next. Well, how do you do? Charmed. I'm Eleanor, Duchess of Melrose. Call me Nellie, do.
Pleased to meet you.
Hello. I love your ball gown.
You are too kind, Miss Cooper. And what fetching overalls you're wearing. You must give me the pattern. Dear me, what fun. We haven't had a crisis here since, well, forever.
But Eleanor, what are you still doing here? I last saw you in
1924, February the 28th. So many questions. Let's get out of the way. Mr. Das needs to pluck the shot out of the wainscoting. And we can't have the members alarmed by you, Gwen, dear.
What do you mean?
Well, Miss Cooper, women just aren't allowed in the Royal Connaught. I'm the exception that proves the rule. I'll just summon us some snifters.
Excuse me, Duchess. May I have a word in private?
Not now, Mr. Das. Haven't you a delivery to attend to? Borrow pegs, chop chop.
Very good, ma'am.
Come on through to my little parlour. Now, my best beloveds, sit down. Sit down. I'll take this old wicker horror. Miss Cooper, you must have the recliner. Captain Harkness to the chairs. And perhaps Mr. Jones would care to squeeze in next to you.
Now, Eleanor, about this energy...
Ah, Mr. Das! Now, whiskey sodas all round to take the heat off the morning.
Yes, milady.
Would you mind if I had a coffee?
Very much so. Mr. Das, pour him a lemonade. That's for you, Jack. Straight up, if I remember correctly. Now, Gwen, dear, whiskey soda, Sazerac, or Das does a jolly good G&T.
Ah, there's no need.
Very good, ma'am.
Now, dear, this energy field of Captain H's, are you absolutely sure it exists?
We were detecting the energy spikes from Cardiff. From the record, it looks like thousands of people have vanished without trace over the last few months.
That's just Delhi, my dear. The human tide. A bad harvest and people wash in from the villages. But a good rain rinses them all out again. You mark my words.
We saw it happen, Eleanor. The field centers on here.
This used to be a Torchwood base. So is there some alien technology here that could be causing it? There's got to be something. I mean... You're 100 and you look 20.
You're too kind. But a lady never reveals her age. No, Gwen, dear. There couldn't be anything, really. Because 80 years ago, Captain Jack Harkness took the lot.
What do you mean?
I was only obeying orders.
Since when have you obeyed orders?
Shh.
Torchwood India was founded by Queen Victoria to gather up all the alien artifacts in the Raj, from the Yeti spheres of the Himalaya to a one-eyed yellow idol to the north of Kathmandu. A magnificent storehouse. And then, one sad day in 1924, Captain Jack Harkness brought official greetings and an armful of dance records. And...
He had all that lovely alien plunder packed in tea chests and sent back to the mother country. He took everything away. We were left with only our memories and a copy of Yes, We Have No Bananas. Now, where is Gissing?
Something here must be causing this. Something Jack missed. We should look around, just to be sure.
Well, you won't find a bean. Captain H took everything that wasn't nailed down. But how exciting. Ah, Gissing, there you are.
I'm sorry I'm late, Duchess. I was helping Das deal with a delivery. I didn't know we had guests.
My dears, Mr. Gissing is my right-hand man. These are Miss Cooper and Mr. Jones from Torchwood, Cardiff. Oh. They've come all this way looking for an alien artifact. Fancy. I think it'd be capital if you could show them round the club.
Mr. Jones? Delighted. How nice to see a young chap properly dressed.
Thank you.
And Miss Cooper.
Hello.
How modern of you to wear trousers for ladies.
Do try and keep Miss Cooper out of sight. We don't want to startle the colonels now, do we? Captain Harkness and I have much to catch up on. What say we split up and search the club from top to bottom and meet at the retiring room in half an hour?
Right. This way, if you please.
You and me, eh, Captain H? Looking for aliens. Just like old times.
Mind your heads on the way down. This is the ice house, where we used to keep the alien archive. In the good old days.
It's enormous.
What do you know about Torchwood India's alien artifacts, Mr. Gissing?
Not really my area of expertise, I'm afraid. I'm more of a strategy Johnny than a boffin. All I know is that there used to be heaps of alien objects down here. Now it's just the Amontillado.
I'm only picking up on low levels of Nelson seepage. Nothing to match the recent energy spike, Yanto.
Nothing over here.
There you are. Clean as a whistle.
Over the last few months, thousands of people have disappeared from this city. You must have heard something, Mr. Gissing.
We don't concern ourselves with the locals here. And call me George. I insist.
We've just seen it happen, George.
How terrible for you, my dear. Perhaps a lie down would calm your nerves.
A lie down.
Can we get on?
Certainly, sir. The kitchens are through here.
Eleanor, how come you don't look a day older than when I left? I thought I'd close this place down and that you'd be...
Dead. Like good manners and toothache, we persist. Torchwood India became what we'd always pretended to be. Just a nice little private club on a nice little street. Our one rule was that nothing would change.
Including you.
Oh, I've been lucky. The whole building is soaked with leftover radiation from the alien loot. It's kept me alive. Well, it's not all good, of course. The woodworm or the jolly devil.
You've been kept going by residual radiation. You expect me to believe that?
Believe what you like, Captain H. Have I ever lied to you? Au contraire. Look at us both. Just as we were over 80 years ago. Those same blue eyes. I never thought I'd see you again.
Neither did I. We had quite a time, didn't we?
Oh, yes. 1924. It was a very good year. Well, until you left.
I sometimes wish I could have stayed.
Me too. We'd have had an absolute ball. It's been ever so quiet since you went. But where have you been all this time? Surely not Torchwood,
Cardiff.
Cardiff, yes, of course. And what a lot of aliens must choose that as their first port of call.
Oh, you'd be surprised. We've got a rift.
Oh, if only we had one of those. I'm positively jealous.
Of the rift?
Perhaps. Mr. Jones, he's very good-looking. Is he your...
Assistant.
No doubt.
And what about you? Still the only Deb in the Royal Connaught?
Oh, I'll always have my colonels, darling old fusspots. Are you absolutely sure your energy thing is in this club?
I'm afraid so.
I'm sure you're wrong. But what a thrill to think we're in deadly danger. So, search you must. Let's go to the library. We've ever so many wisdoms. Who knows what they may be concealing?
I don't know if you'll find any of your alien whatchamacallits in the kitchens, but you're welcome to hunt around. Over there is a genuine tandoor, and all our knives are Swiss steel.
We're not looking for alien cutlery, Mr. Gissing.
But I thought you wanted to search the premises.
This is just the guided tour, isn't it? Why do I get the feeling we're being kept out of harm's way?
Not at all, Miss Cooper.
Gwen, I insist. Where shouldn't we be looking, George?
I'm doing my best, Miss Cooper. You asked to explore the club, and we've covered most of the basement. If you wish, we can head up to the retiring room now. I'm afraid I can't let you into the main corridor.
Because I'm a woman?
Quite.
What about the gardens?
Why do you ask?
Because those crates I saw this morning being unloaded from the train, I swear they're being carried past the window.
Oh, they're just one of Mr. Mahajan's deliveries. Probably just onions being taken across the lawns.
In bomb-proof metal containers?
Hmm?
Yeah, I think we should take a look at these lawns.
Nothing like a well-thumbed Kipling, is there, Captain H? Takes me back. All those honeyed words, those promises, those cheekbones. And all that time, you just wanted to get into my...
treasure house.
Yes. Remember how we danced? Yes, we have no bananas. We have no bananas today.
Duchess, we are running out of time. We've got to find the source of that energy field. Is there something you're not telling me?
Jack, what happened to all our alien bounty after you took it away?
Packed into storage, forgotten about.
Just like me. You never gave me another thought, did you? Hmm? Not the tiniest little thought of dear Nelly.
I have thought about you. You were everything good about Torchwood.
Was I? And you were everything bad. Mummy always told me never to trust a Boxweller. Why did you close us down?
They were my orders. The Torchwood Institute knew the Empire was coming to an end.
And they didn't want all that alien loot left lying around. Imagine if the locals had got their grubby hands on something lethal.
They were different times, Eleanor.
For you, maybe. But perhaps Torchwood had a point.
I'm not saying it was the right thing to do. If I had another chance, if I could do it over again... I don't think I'd have done the same thing.
Really? Do you mean that? Gosh. Come, let's go to the Rose Gardens.
Where are the crates, George?
No sign of them on our croquet lawn, my dear.
Can you see them, Yanto?
No, just a lot of old men asleep in wicker chairs.
Mm. Isn't it topping out here? Do you play croquet in Wales? Croquet is a wonderful way of passing a quiet summer's afternoon. A genteel game of cunning and misdirection.
Picking up the same low levels of Nelson's seepage out here. That lawn's amazing. Looks like you cut it with nail scissors.
We do. This is our perfect tiny little corner of the Empire. Now, why not forget about your boxes and enjoy the sunshine?
Is the weather always this good?
Always. Ever since I've been a member.
Really? And how long has that been?
Well, since you ask, for over 100 years.
What? How old are you, George?
Not looking bad for a fellow of 143, eh?
So it's not just the Duchess.
Spot on. No one in the club has aged a day. Oh, good shot, sir. Look at that. A triple peeler.
We've got to tell Jack.
He's going to feel a lot less special.
Well, why don't we head up to the retiring room?
Or you could explain about the crates hidden behind the privet and the...
What is that?
Yandra, let's have a look. Come on. You coming, George?
No, come back, you ragamuffins. Oh, the Welsh.
You always were a great gardener, Eleanor.
I've had time on my hands, and English roses thrive in Indian beds.
That's so.
Indeed. There's some wonderful evergreens, and I'm particularly proud of my Eden Romantica. Aren't they dainty?
And that's all you've done for nearly 90 years, grow roses.
You save the world by blowing things up. My methods are different. I preserve the world. And all that's good about it. An English country garden.
In the middle of India. Well, everything's clear here. Not a word from Gwen or Yanto. Eleanor, we are running out of time.
Not necessarily. Jack, do you remember that day when we got a train into the country before dawn?
We ate boiled eggs and watched the elephants playing in the fields.
You remember? It was the day before you betrayed me. After that, I hid myself away. I couldn't bear what was happening in the world outside.
Why?
Jack, the end of the empire. Partition. We spent centuries holding this country together with vinegar and brown paper, but we managed it. And then Great Britain let it all go.
The Empire had its day.
No. Some fool drew a jiggy little line down India between the Muslim and the Hindu, and it's been a bloodbath ever since. Jack, the 20th century was when everything changed. What wouldn't you give for another go at it?
The sun set on the Empire, and a lot of people are glad about that.
Oh, that's just so British of them. Embarrassed by our successes. Before we came, the Indians were just peasants.
You're talking about the world's oldest living civilization. India goes on, outlasting everyone who conquers it.
Nonsense. This country needed the empire. History took a wrong turn after 1924. I'd far rather stay in here, where there's plenty of gin, and the Times is still ironed neatly down the middle. Why, look at you, Jack. You've been just the same for hundreds of years now.
I didn't choose to be immortal. I just can't die. No matter how hard I try, and that's wrong.
Is it? I think it's rather wonderful.
Eleanor, everything changes. You can't stop it. We can't turn back the clock.
In a way, that's just what we're doing. You see, I haven't been quite candid. Perhaps we kept back just one teensy-weensy bit of alien technology.
You there! Be careful, damn you! That equipment is A1 delicate.
It's you, from the train station.
What's going on?
Mr. Gissing, who are these people?
Mr. Jones, Miss Cooper. This is Mr. Mahajan.
Is that what was in those crates?
Straight from Silicon Valley.
Oh, yes. It's the very latest wireless communication transmitter. The parabola almost eliminates cross-polarity rejection.
And they're letting you put it up on the croquet lawn?
Oh, now, Miss Cooper, we're not quite the fogies you take us for. In some ways, we're avid fans of progress.
It's a wonderful act of charity. It will help provide Dilly with first-class Wi-Fi. Even a shoe-shine boy at the stadium will have more internet in his pocket than a Wall Street trader.
And this is your idea, Mr. Mahajan?
Heavens no. I'm a mere servant.
Mr. Mahajan is our local fixer. You see, we can live forever in the Royal Connaught Club, but we cannot leave it.
You've spent nearly 90 years in the same building.
No, it's a small price to pay, my dear. And at least we have the creature comforts.
I arrange the food and gin, the newspapers and the wireless mast. It is an honorable position and jolly well paid.
Oh, yes, we've had generations of Mahajans. I don't know where we'd be without you, old chap.
Oh, thank you, sir. I'm proud to serve the club.
I saw you paying for this lot in rubies.
Yes, the Duchess is far too old-fashioned to trust banks.
So whose idea was this?
I was approached by a phone company. Apparently, this is a prime location for a hotspot. I took the idea to the Duchess, and she said, who are we to stand in the way of the progress? Especially if we could make a really first-class mast.
Yes, we're doing it for the people of Delhi.
Mr. Mahajan, this mast, I don't suppose it could be used to boost an energy field.
No, not at all. Ah, there you are, Mr. Das.
Oh, good afternoon, sir. I've taken the liberty of bringing out a bottle for your guests.
Splendid.
Not for me, thank you.
Oh, it's not booze.
No, sir. It's good old-fashioned chloroform.
What? If you would, Mr. Das.
No.
Bad show. Bad show.
What is it? What did you keep?
A time store. That's all. A space refrigerator. When you shut down Torchwood India, we knew the writing was on the wall for the Empire, and we didn't want that to happen. We vowed that nothing would change. We didn't want any part of the new India. Not that ghastly Gandhi. None of it.
You adapted the time store?
Yes. Hid it from you, patched it up, and sealed ourselves away. Kept fresh as daisies while time moved on. You did say it was a perfect day.
Yeah, but Eleanor, this is madness.
And it is a perfect day. One of the very last in stock. It's been February the 29th, 1924, in here for ever such a long time.
You hid yourselves away?
We let it all go by. Another world war, independence, partition.
But you can't just pretend it didn't happen.
Oh, imagine the horror. The horror of modern India on our very doorstep. Sometimes they come and they beg to be let in. But we can't possibly. It's against the rules. But I found a way to let everyone share in our perfect day.
What do you mean?
You did say that if you could have time over again, you'd do things differently.
Yeah, but I'd never hide away like this.
It gets so lonely. Stay with me. You see, the time has come to change things for the better.
Dinner bell?
Not quite. That's Mr. Gissing saying that he's ready for us. Everything is in place.
Gwen. Gwen? Wake up. Gwen!
No! Oh, Yanto.
Hello.
Been fed by a colonel. Ugh. How's your head?
Quite bad, thank you.
Great. Locked in?
Yes.
All communications?
Taken.
Marvellous. Anything else?
You might want to take a look at that.
Huh? Yanto? What is it? It looks like the shadows are moving.
They are. I think we found the source of the energy net. That's what it looks like before it spreads out. I think this is where all those people were brought to.
Then where have they gone?
I've got an idea, but I don't like it very much.
Where are we going? We should be getting back to Gwen and Yanto.
Stay on here with me, Jack. We're a perfect match. Perhaps that's what you've been kept alive for. To make up for lost time.
Eleanor, what do you power your time store on?
Oh, the power source is totally renewable. In some ways, we're very modern. Why, I believe we may even be carbon neutral.
Whoa. Where did you pick up a term like that?
Oh, from our go-between, Mr. Mahajan. He's a native, but quite trustworthy. His family are ingenious, always finding ways of keeping the time store going. Why, for his latest scheme, he's even sent off to America for a wireless.
A what?
A wireless, a radiogram thing.
From San Francisco?
In crates labeled Jack Harkness?
Why, yes. My little joke. Why? Has Nelly done a bad thing?
Duchess, how exactly is it powered? Because I know exactly what a time store is. Ideal for keeping a bacon sandwich fresh for a few years, but you've kept an entire Indian club in a time bubble for over 80 years.
We've adapted to survive.
But as each year passes and the club gets further away from 1924, the power needed would increase incredibly until you've reached a point
mind
where
that
you...
elephant's foot. We keep brawlies in the old thing, although, of course, it never rains. Oh, how I long to nip out into the real world just to feel the rain. Heaven!
The power, Eleanor! Where does it come from?
You're right, you know. At first, it powered itself. A little marvel. Then we tried tapping into the electricity, but that wasn't enough.
No. I don't believe it.
We found an almost inexhaustible supply of fuel. And no one... no one even noticed. Until you came. Yes, Jack. We've been using the one thing India has a surplus of. People. Yanto, keep back. If we're at the center of the energy net, then those shadows are the hooks. And once they latch onto us, we're marked.
It must mean that the energy field is building up again.
When it goes off, I think we'll die.
Right. Try the door.
Yeah. Give it a kick.
I don't like India.
Fobs, you know, we're not seeing it in... Well, in the best light, you know?
If I wanted to be knocked out and murdered, I would have stayed at home. It's useless. Those shadows are getting closer.
Yeah, and we're running out of time here. Jack, where are you?
Eleanor, what have you done? All those people, this isn't you!
Then perhaps I have changed after all. You changed me, Jack.
No. This isn't the woman I knew all those years ago.
You took everything away. You broke my heart. But I carried on. Perhaps that's the problem.
You're saying this is my fault?
We've killed thousands and thousands, Jack, and no one has noticed. Few less beggars on the streets, empty houses in the slums, but easier to get a seat on the train. That's the true horror of modern India.
Where are Gwen and Yanto?
I'm afraid they're already doing their bit for the Empire.
The shadows are getting very close.
We need to switch off the energy net. I don't think we can stop it from in here.
Yanto! The shadows are on you!
Stay back! It's so cold!
Yanto, I can't see you!
Gwen! Eleanor, what are you doing with Gwen and Yanto?
Jack, don't be tiresome. Last chance. Join me. Stop pouting like a drowning fish and have a jolly hard think.
No. Take me to my friends.
Milady?
Oh, Mr. Gissing and Mr. Mahajan. How goes the energy wave?
Everything is in place, dear lady.
The wireless network is all set up, Duchess. The energy wave will shortly fire up from the time store and be relayed through the wireless mast across Delhi. The time store will have all the power it needs.
To do what exactly? To keep it going on a little bit longer? You do know she's killed thousands, Mr. Mahajan. And with your help, it'll be millions. And what happens next? When it needs even more power, how many will die then?
Oh, you're so right, Jack. The power needed to keep us in our bubble is going to grow and grow and grow until one day we'll need everyone to fuel it.
So even you can see it's futile.
Aha! That's why we need Mr. Mahajan's wireless. You see, this time, we're going to get enough power to put the whole world inside the bubble. One big whoosh! And we're taking the whole Earth back to 1924. We're going to start all
over again.
You can't do that, Eleanor. You can't change history.
Oh, really? Didn't you say that you were all for change? That you'd change the past if you could?
You can't turn back the clock. Time has moved on. You don't get another chance.
Captain Harkness, the Duchess is planning a new golden age for India. They've already done so much for me. They really just want to give everyone a better life.
1924 is where it all started to go wrong, but not this time. First, we'll take care of Mr. Churchill and all his talk of independence. And if we make a mistake, then we'll keep going and going until we get it right.
And what about all those people you've killed? Don't they get a say?
But that's the beauty of the scheme. They'll never have existed, so I'll never have killed them.
This machine's changed you. You're no longer human.
Oh, but I'm still British.
Stop this madness, Eleanor. Take me to Gwen and Yanto.
Your friends are inside the time store, along with the energy wave, and I'm sad to say you shall join them. George, dear?
Would you care to step inside, sir?
You do know that gun's not going to kill me.
But I bet it stings like hell. Well, let's see how long you last against our machine. Now, Mr. Mahajan?
I'm at your disposal, dear Duchess.
Quite. But you see, now our energy wave is all set up. Well done, my good and faithful servant.
I'm sorry.
Everything you've done, it's all so enterprising. But I'm afraid there's just no place for people like you in my golden age. I'd far rather a rotten Raja than a simple spiv like you.
After all I've done for you, you're just going to kill me?
Without a second thought. Open the doors, George.
No, George! No, please!
Eleanor, you've become a monster.
Are you sure you won't join us?
I'd prefer to take my chances with your machine.
Well, goodbye, dear Jack. I offered you a chance. Can't say I didn't play fair.
Gwen? Yanto!
They're like ghosts. What happened to them, Mr. Mahajan?
It's the energy wave. It feeds potential life into the time store. They're fading away. It's taking away whatever time they have left. Slowly at first, and then when it goes critical, whoosh! You've got to get us out of here.
And I'm presuming those moving shadows
are the forefront of the energy net, seeking out life. They're heading towards us. Get behind me!
I've got a whole lot of life to give. Oh, that should keep them off you. I'm buying you time. We need to stop the energy net from spreading out.
There's no way. It's controlled from the mast. There's nothing I can do in here.
Oh, come on, think. The wireless mast is the most advanced technology you could find. There must be a way of patching into it.
I can't remember. There's some kind of access from my phone, but I've never used it.
Okay, just hurry.
Right. The access code is an algorithm based on my son and wife's birthday. That's all. I just can't remember.
Mahajan, what's your son's name?
Arvind. 3 this October.
Oh, brilliant! And I bet your wife's pretty. Never forget her birthday, would you?
Do I look that brave? She's a... Well, oh, I got it! Got it!
Then send it to the mast!
Oh, Captain Sam! Captain!
Man done now. He's nothing but a thug. Open the doors, George. Let's see what's going on.
Duchess! We're all fine. Thanks for asking.
Duchess, I resign from the club.
I wouldn't dream of joining.
Wouldn't dream of letting you in. You've turned off the energy wave. We'll just turn it back on again.
No, we just turned off the wireless mast. The energy wave is still building up. It's about to go critical, and without the mast, there's nothing for your time store to feed off, except the club.
I really think we should run. Come on, Gwen.
Mr. Maharajan? George, coming?
Oh, yes. Gwen, get as many people out of here as you can.
Jack, leave her!
Well, Captain H, leaving the sinking ship.
Come on, Eleanor. The time store's rupturing. When it breaks open, it will destroy the entire club. You've got to get out!
Jack, all those people who died, they would have died for nothing.
We've got to go, now!
There's no place for me in your brave new world, Jack. You know that. It's against everything I believe in.
Run, Eleanor, please! Come outside, change your mind!
Never! As the dear Buddha said, everything dies. Just press on. Leave me.
Goodbye, Eleanor.
Time is finally catching up with me. Goodbye, Jack. All right.
I'll live. Oh, did it work?
Yep. Still 2009. But there's nothing at the end of the lane. The club's gone.
Frozen in time forever. The end of Torchwood India.
We got Maharajan out. But the rest chose to sit in their chairs and wait for the end.
Were they really that scared of the world outside? All those people.
The Duchess wanted a world in which nothing ever changed again. In a way, she got what she always wanted. Come on. Let's get back to Cardiff.
In Torchwood, Golden Age, Jack was played by John Barrowman, Gwen by Eve Miles, and Yanto by Gareth David Lloyd. The Duchess was played by Jasmine Hyde. Mr. Daz was played by Amajit Dew. Maharajan by Ravinjay Ganatra. And Gissing by Richard Mitchley. Torchwood, Golden Age was written by James Goss. The sound design was by Nigel Lewis, and the producers were Kate McCall and Brian Minchin. The director, in Wales, was Kate McCall.